we will make, you know, any child's invention. It doesn't matter if it comes in, you know, and it's quite often that, you know, they're not necessarily typically the best drawn. You know, they can be pencil, they can be felt tip, whatever it is, it's about that invention idea and kind of honouring that invention idea and celebrating that rather than who's got the fanciest kit. So it could be a fire and water shooting piano or a furry electric dog car or a popcorn firing doorbell. And they are all inventions designed by 4 to 11-year-olds. And then we film ourselves bringing them to life and testing them in crazy ways.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching some of those this morning. I was rather taken by the, to lower the tone, the farting staircase, because I work in acoustic engineering. And there's this video which did the rounds a few years ago of a musical staircase. This was a staircase which when you walked on it played tunes. And the idea there was to encourage people to walk up the stairs and not use the escalators. I wondered, do you think the farting staircase would have a similar sort of kind of effect?
I think if you were 5 or 6 years old, then definitely. In fact, as an adult, I really liked it. We did tweak them slightly because the great thing about the way that the stairs were built is that you could make them play any noises. The stairs worked by adding pads onto your existing stairs, so you could make them at home and you could make your stairs, I don't know, play musical instruments, say your name, count as you run up and down them. And in fact, the way that that soundboard works, we've used for a number of our invention ideas because it's a really clever way to make an invention have sounds in a really nice and relatively simple way. So the great thing about that project in particular is that is definitely one that you could go away and try at home.
This is probably an unfair question, but if you were to pick out a favourite invention you've made, which one would you go for?
Oh, that is a really hard question because all of them have something that we love about them. Quite often it's the thing we've just made because obviously that's the thing we've just got excited about. So we've just finished making a jellycopter, which is like a flying machine that drops jelly. But some of the others that particularly stand out, possibly the crossbow that fires a zip wire that we use to escape a tower, just because that was one of the most bizarre experiences. Or the gravity racer that was shaped like a cake, but also made out of real cake. A lot of the ones that really stick out for me are often ones where they have needed some sort of courage or bravery from me to test. Those particular inventions really stand out for me.